Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf Kuf Zayin, begin on Manav, begin the Tez of Masel, Tez begins the word of the Gemara, Memai depart the Mota. How do you know it's not only that you're exempt, but it's even permitted? Because it's not legal in the Mishnah, it says, Machat Shal Yad, the hand needle is lethal, Basakoyitz, you take it to use for a thorn, Tez comes to prove that the Gemara's proof is that it's permitted to go ahead and make this hole because of physical pain, is that this is actually even according to the Havamin of the Gemara Sanhedrin. Which there's a mission in Indias, someone pops a boil on Shabbos. So it depends. As a Gemara quotes, if it's to make an opening, then it's going to be forbidden to be chai v'chatas. If it's just to get the pasta, then he's pater. Shmuel says when it says pater, it's even if it's initially permitted to be done. Shmuel brings a raya. What's the raya? As our Tosfos Maskil quotes, is so you're allowed to take the needle to get out the thorn, even though you can make a hole in the skin. And if it would be potter but forbidden, so then it wouldn't be considered a needle as a klisha machter lehetter. So why would it be permitted to move it on Shabbos? Obviously, that it's permitted because you don't want to necessarily make the opening. And here also, when you're making the hole in the boil, it's not your intention to make an opening. Therefore, it's permitted even like a tchil to do this. Says Tosis lemay demasik brish perak and nachlok. And this I think more concludes and says that pay out the asium that this mishnah that says that you let him move the needle to get out the thorn is kribe shimin. That is because the locha shein tzuch legufa. Oh, so it's a Shabbos. It makes sense to prove that you're allowed to make a hole initially, because you don't want that there should be an opening. Because the Ma'ariv Toma, Afila, Vavichobel, even if it would make a wound with the needle in the skin, when you're trying to get out the thorn, even so, Mishum Shein Tzich L'Gufa, since it's not that something that you want for the thing itself, for that Malacha, it's just a secondary benefit, so sure, it's going to be permitted, even like a Tchila Korn to Rabbanan. So here also, we're saying the same idea. Rabbanan did not say it's forbidden, even like a Tchila, to make a hole in the boil, if you don't necessarily want it to even be a Pesach at all. But says this of Lafima the Parachas and according to what the Gemara asked over there in Sanhedrin and Havimina. Bahaditnan, this will learn the Mishnah Machat Shal Yah, the hand needle, little basakites, you could use it to take out the thorn. But the Gemara says, Lechaz dim chaval, but you should be concerned that maybe that it's going to make a chaval and make a wound. In other words, that the Gemara is asking over there that so why is it actually permitted to use to take out the thorn? But it might make a hole in the person's skin. So and that's the taste according to that Havimina, as we see in the Gemara's question. Then we wouldn't be able to resolve from here where, because there it's talking about that you're not definitively going to make a hole. And that's why it's permitted. But the b'map is mursa, but by popping a boil, the vada is a pesach, where you're sure going to make a pesach, maybe it actually would be initially forbidden to be done. And in spite of that, Havamin, the Tay says no, but Emory the Reese says no. The Philomite is like the chasm, even what the Gemara was entertaining over there to say that the reason why you're going to be potter is because it's not intended. Pashat Shabbat could still be a resolution from there that's mutzik ketchilah to make a hole if you're not intending to make an opening that's for coming in and going out. Because the mistab, it's logical to kukuli amasya. That Mishnah that you let it take the take out the thorn is going according to everyone. I feel like Rabbi like Rabbi Huda. Now, but Kivin Rabbi Huda, the Asab Amad of Hashem is coming since Rabbi Huda in general, he says forbidden even by someone that's not intended, that when it's not intended, it's going to be awesome. I feel the Ainab Sikreshe, even if it's not inevitable. Just being dumbish in Miskabnis Asu. Shari Hacha, still he holds it permitted over here by the needle to take out the thorn. Oh, Mishum Tar the Gufa because of physical pain. Also, Shiminami says we're saying, according to Mishum Tuba, Mapis Morsum, when you're coming to pop a boil, the Mlocha Shin Tikhla Gufa, where that's something that you don't need for it itself. So, although generally, yes, it would be rabbinically forbidden, like we were saying, Rabbi Huda by Mlocha Shin, he holds, but Dabashin Miskabin is also rabbinically forbidden. But over here, what we see from that halacha, where Rabbi Huda agrees over there, so here, Reb Shimon by the Mappas Morsa, Shalik Ketchila, but also that would be the source, even according to the Gemara's Havamin over there, that would be permitted initially to make a hole, Mahaytem for the same reason, because of Tzari Degufa. So it would still be arrived from there, even based on what the Gemara's Havamin of was, where it wasn't even definitively going to be making that wound. Hadmelech Ayrugah, so I'll turn to you the Perik Ayrugah in Masat Shabbos, and that we begin the next Perik, Masat Shabbos, Perik Shemayin the Shratzim, which is the Taitim Maslis, begins the words of the Mishnah. Regarding the Shemayin Shvatzim, certain types of eight bugs that the Pesukim talk about. Hachayv ben chayv, if someone makes a wound in them, is going to be chayv. The Mishnah is describing the Shemayin Shvatzim, which this eight types of Shvatzim, when they die, it transmits tumma. So the Mishnah talks about trapping them and making chavoy can be chayv. Now, Taisus is based on Rashi that gives two explanations. Why is one chayv when you make chaval in these eight types of bugs? Either because it's a wound that's not going to go back, and therefore it's like Natilus and Hashem, like killing it. Or another interpretation Rashi brings is because since they have oil, they have hide, so the blood dyes the skin, and therefore it's chai for tzevea. And that's his place. Lashon and Shapir Shakunchus. The interpretation Rashi gives Mishum Detilas Nasham because of taking away the soul, because well, that's what the blood is. Because it's primary, because the Berash and Perek Lagol, it doesn't explain Daf Ayin Hey Amen Al. Begins the Masal, it begins the words of the Gemara, the Mishnah, Hatzal Mitzarev, if someone traps them, the other Shkatzim Ramasim, Mishnah told about those which are not the eight Shkatzim, someone traps them for a purpose, Chayiv Vinzi Michayiv for trapping them. So it's going to explain, why is it time to trapping if it's Litzarev? Because Tosfos and Tanya begin to say, Tosfos has to take a second look. Mashma the Tzachach the mistake today. Why over here do we have to mention more Hatzal Mitzarech Chayv that the Tzeda, the trapping of these other Shkatzim Masim, not the eight Shkatzim in the Torah, but all the other bugs. If you're doing it for the purposes of trapping them, then you're going to be Chayiv. Gemara later on tells us that the Mishnah like Reb Shimon. So the Cholchi of the Shabbos, every liable of the Shabbos, not only the Chayv Reb Shimon Tzarech. Reb Shimon always holds the Chayv only if it's Litzarech. Because if not, Reb Shimon holds that's Malachi Shein Tzichel Gubi going to be Pater. So why do we have to stress it over here? So Baim Rida says the reason why we're saying it specifically over here is Lachmi to tell us as follows: because the Bishar Shkatzim are Masim by all the other bugs and vermin Shalem are which they don't have skin. Sarach they don't have like a hide. They don't have what's called ur. Sarach Shis Gavim Lashem Sarach. You have to have intent. Yeah, you have to specifically go and actively intend to do it for a purpose. Because the Stamid Lavat Sarach Tamikud. We presume that generally it's not for a purpose. And therefore, if a person would just trap them without any specific intent, he actually would be Pater. But Shemayin Shratzim, the Reshim, in contrast, the Shemayin Shratzim that we were speaking about in the beginning of the Mishnah, the Eshlamar that they have hide, Stamayin Litzayin, Litzarech Iron. Yeah, generally, if you're trapping them, it's because you want to have the hide, which is what you trap the animal for, to have its leather. And therefore, if you trap them Stam, then you would be Chai. Based on this, Tosfos comes to explain why did we differentiate in the Reshim, the Seif, and the Reshim. We put it together. Tzad Machayil Ben Chayiv. The Seifah, the Tana differentiated between trapping and making a wound. By HaChayil Behen, he said, you can be Pater, but L'tzorichim Michayiv. So Taisis has come to explain, yes, because by the Shemayin Shratzim, that we're saying that Vegan Michayiv, even without specific intent, because we presume that since they have Oritz for that purpose, it's not just L'tzorich, L'hachit Tani Tzad Mahatichah, but that's why you put trapping together with making a wound, the Michayiv not Meshut Mar, because both of them are because it has leather. So that's exactly like what Taisa said before, that the eight shratzim that have oyer is going to be chayiv when the blood gathers on the top, even though it didn't come out, because it's ultimately going to come out, so it's just that the skin is stopping it. So therefore, it's both because of the concept of oyer. In contrast to other shratzim and muslim, they don't have oyer, you're not going to chayiv until the blood actually comes out. When the blood actually just gathers, and it doesn't come out, you're not going to be chayiv, because if it didn't go out, it's never going to go out. And if it would go out, it would have gone right away, and because there's no oyer to hold the bag, that's why in the ratio it puts them together. Then next day is the Masjid, begins the words of the Gemara, Shalei Yitzarech, but if it's not for a purpose, then Pater are going to be Pater. So then explain, what's the reason why we're trapping them, Shalei Yitzarech, are going to be Pater, by these other Shkatzim or Masim that don't have Ur. So Taiz brings the Pirish Rashi explains, the In Bimini Nitzit, because these types of creatures, they're generally not the species that you're going to trap them for a purposeful reason. And therefore, that's going to be the explanation, what we're calling here, Shalei Yitzarech, that you're going to be Pater. And that's the thesis, the vein and error, doesn't seem to be correct. The man, the potter, ain't b'minei nitzid, the one who holds that when it's not the type of species that you would trap, and therefore you're potter, he says, even if you're doing it because you want to trap it, but since ain't b'minei, so therefore you're going to be potter. So how can you call that what's called shalei l'tzarech? If it's ain't b'minei nitzid, then it's even will l'tzarech be potter. And the rabbi says, Taisus, yes, what you can explain is that Philip Bimini needs a potter. No, even if it's type of species that would be captured, you're potter when you're doing a shalal tzach. Why? Very simple. It's what's called malachashin tzach. You don't need it. Therefore, you may potter an extra rabbinatam machim in Perushim. Rabbinatam finds it so difficult in Rashi that it actually erases these words and the commentary of Rashi of Ein Bimini Nitzad. That's not the correct interpretation. And rather, again, because of malachashin tzach. The next taste of Mazda begins the words of Gemara. Amish Shmuel says, Rabbi Yechim and Nurit. Thank you, Yechim and Nurit. Domin that he says, Shmuel and Shratim Yishlam are, that these eight Shratim have are. Shmuel has explained why Shmuel equate Machalik and Nurit regarding Tuma, regarding the halachas of Amish, regarding Shabbos. Now, Shmuel says, who's the talking about Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yechim and Nurit that he holds regarding the eight Shratim and Mesach Tzchon that they have are. So therefore, if you do a chaval in them, you're going to be chayiv, even if the blood doesn't come out, because the blood pools together beneath the skin. It's just not coming out because they have a thick, they have what's called skin. That's his taste of Tim of the Reed. It's a wonder to the Reed. The Adkan looks like Rabban Allah Rabbi Yechon. Where do we have this whole Machlag is Rabban disagreeing with Rabbi Yechon's second school? That's Elalayin Tumah. It's only regarding laws of Tumah. Four out of the eight, they have thin skin. So therefore, it's like they don't have skin, and therefore the skin's going to be tummy like the meat itself. Shabbos, regarding the laws of Shabbos, the Mumaitele, maybe they agree to him that regarding the Chiv of Chavallah, that regarding the Halacha for Shabbos, that they do have Ur. And we say that the blood is pooling beneath the skin and it doesn't come out. And actually, Tosfos proves this. He says, because the Ur Shal Egel Arach, we find by the skin of a soft calf. Have a kabasla nitumah, that actually that skin is like the meat, as the Gemara brings up in the Chulin, regarding the laws of tumah, because it's soft, so it's like the meat itself. Yet v'achayvah by Shabbos, but someone inflicts a wound on Shabbos, chayv is going to be chayv. Tosfos brings another precedent. It says, you find by the skin of a bird. Nistama have a kabasla, that would presume that regarding the laws of tumah, it's like meat, because it's soft, and you could eat it. And yet, but Tom, we learn the Mishnah Chayiv of Shabbos Shulis regarding the wild animal and the bird and his domain. Achayiv ben Chayiv. If you make a wound, you're going to be Chayiv. So just like by the skin of the soft calf, and regarding the skin of the bird, that although it's bustled regarding Tomah, even so, it's considered Oyer regarding to be liable for Shabbos to make a Chavallah. So they're also by the Shemayin Shratzim. Even regarding Tomah, yes, they say that the Oyer is like the Buster, and it's not considered Oyer, but regarding Shabbos, could be the Halacha is, that they do consider Oyer, and that therefore you'd be Chayiv. Why is it specifically saying Shmuel, like you'd be Chayiv? And that's just Tosfos Yisum, which you could say is actually there's a difference between the case that we brought of the skin of the soft calf or of the bird, and on the other hand, the what we're discussing in our Mishnah of the skin of the Shemayin Shratzim, because the Urshal Egel Arach was alive, the skin of the soft calf and of the bird, Avagav the Chashamar, although it's considered as oyer, as hide, Havagavas Lein Tumah. It's considered like meat regarding Tumah. You know why? Mishnah Deruchichin, because it's soft. And Beruim Lachiz, it's edible. Aval Oyches Shratzim, in contrast to the skin of the Shemayin Shratzim, Shabbos Shmuel held the Tamid Rabban the Chashiv Likabasa. Why do the Rabban consider it as meat? We're going to laws of Tumah. It's not because it's like meat that and therefore has the halacha like meat. Rather, it's because it's not considered as Or. Mishum the Asli Basa Gishta, because they go based on the thickness, which those four Shratzim, they don't have a substance, they're not thick, and therefore it's like it doesn't have Or. The Gemara explains the chum of kavuchom beis mebeis. So it comes to the reason why their ur is like baser and not like ur is because it's not like ur. The loymashem mechich is not because of softness like the egel arach and the oif. Because the leirach kulei, it's not so soft to say that it should be roy lachila. Ah, but given the lesson of my mashal shor, and since it does not have the substance of skin, that's why Shmuel held the chayv min potter. You make a wound in the machabes, you're going to be potter. Can make a shar shkatz and muslim like all the other bugs and vermin, because if the blood would come out, it wouldn't pool underneath, and because it doesn't have a substance of skin, and it would come right out. Obviously, then he says the Mishnah that's saying all eight is going to be chayv chaval. Obviously, he's going to be a manuri and not like the chacham. Continuing the master begins the word of the Gemara. Ad kan leplig rabban. Where do we find the masal gish rabban elin tumah? Only regarding laws of tumah. So chsebag says in the pasuk elat temayim. Which Tosfos comes to prove that even according to the conclusion of the Gemara Masechet Chulin, that you learn that from Atameyim regarding the laws of that the Ur is like the Basu. Which this is very much dependent on understanding the Gemara Chulin of Kav Chav Beis on the Beis over there, where it's discussing the Halacha over here regarding of the, it says that the Mishnah is discussing regarding those that the hides are Tamei like the meat, which it's soft. And if it's Mitzar for the Basar with the Shirk Zayis, so it could have the Tumah of Nevela. And so it's going to have the Tumah of the Adasha. Now, there's a differentiation over there regarding what types of Shratzim we're talking about. The Gemara brings a Braisa. It says, Eila Tameim Lechem Chol HaSheretz. And the fact that it says, Ha Tameim with a Hey, it doesn't say, Eila Tameim Lechem without a Hey. So from the extra Hey, we learn out to include that the hides are going to be like the Sheretz itself. Now, you think even the hides of all of them. So that's what it says, Eila, to say, no. Not all of them, only the ones that we just said, but not the ones of the previous pasuk, the previous parasha of the three shratzim. You might ask, what do you mean? Eila is going on all of them. So how do you know to exclude only these three? So Rav says, no, because it's lemineu, in between the shemayin shratzim, after the first three shratzim. So you see that the pasuk is separating, coming to tell us, only those written after lemineu, they're including the ribav eila tameim lachem. That the skin is betam like the basa. Not those written before the mineyu. But then the rebuy of a tameim is not going on. I think you might ask, what do you mean? So if you're learning from the mineyu, so then why doesn't the Mishnah say also ten shamas? To say that its skin is going to have tameim like the basa, because it's also written after the mineyu. What's the difference between the ten shamas and the one and the four that are written after the mineyu? So I think my answer is that from Rav, that the mineyu that's separating, that, yeah, you're right, it's a machalikis tanoim, which disagrees on the Mishnah. According to him, you're right, ten shamas would also be mitame the ur like the basa. The Enigma says, what's the reason the time of the Mishnah that says, only four shrotzim are going to have tummy that are like the basa. And the Gemara answers that that tummy is like a behuda. It goes based on the thickness. That if the skin is thick, has substance, it's not going to be tummy. And only if it doesn't have a substance, it's going to be like the basa. So the Tanna Kamma holds that the four shrotzim, the skin is not thick, there's no substance, there's going to be tummy like the basa. Disagreeing with the Tanna Kamma, regarding the lata, on Tanna Kamma, its skin is thick and different, not like basa. According to Abanan, it is going to be like the basa because it's not so thick. So this is where Tesis is starting off with. Where in our Gemara, in our Sugya, Rav Avuna, name of Rav, he rejects and he says, no, the Mishnah not like Shmuel, it could even be like Rabban, that they hold regarding Toma, the four and the eight shrotzim are they don't have art. But over there, that's because it exists because of Hatanim to include the art. Regarding Shabbos, they agree that there is art, and therefore if you make a Chabal Gemichai. That's your starting point of Tesis. But then Tesis of Demi, if you can say, Tesis has to take a second look. He says, how is Rav rejecting Shmuel and saying that the reason Rabbanan is because they learn out from the pasuk about Temeyim, from Askina and the Paragoy Barachim, but the Gemara over there concludes the Begishtik of Mifliki. But the Machlekes is regarding the thickness. In other words, the reason Rabbanan that they say that the four Shrotzim, that they're going to be Tamei, the skin like the meat, is because, then that's why we said it goes by four and four, is because the skin doesn't have any substance. Therefore, it's like the bus regarding the laws of Tumah. Well, Pishbuk and Jerusalem, Rashi explains over there. The Rabbanan loy darshi hatmeim. The Rabbanan, they don't expound hatmeim. Rather, the reason is from logic. So, and that's not like Rav over here, that he's saying that it's learned from hatmeim. So Taisha says that, Mekalmeim, what you could say is the Rav, the Hochel, the Rav, that is this, what he says over here, is going according to his reasoning. They actually, like we quoted in the introduction, he disagrees with the Mishnah over there. The Tanehosim Tirjamas. He actually counts Tirjamas from the Shrotzim that the Oyer is like the Basar, even though it has thick skin, because he holds that that's also like the basr, because it's after the limineu, that's going to be tamu kadasha. But also, besagishti, you're right, it doesn't go based on the thickness, that would be the criterion. Rather, he learns it from a tameim, to include the five shrotzim, that the ayur is going to be like basr, and therefore, also in Asugi explains that you're going to learn that from a tameim, to include the ayur is like the basr. But as it says in you, however, belavahi. Without this question that we're asking from the difficulties from the two different sugyas, he says, "Ef shalem hasim kede pirsha kodesh." You can't say the way Rashi says over there in that sugya, according to the conclusion that the Chum of the Mishnah that hold that the four shrotzim are only there; they're going to be art like the baser. Is that the learn from a tmeim is to say that the art is like the baser? Because if that's the case, whoever learns from a tmeim, you're saying would include hunted chumas like Rav. So then, why did the Gemara have to say over there, Rab Tana who Polik is a Tana, and therefore he disagrees, and you're right, although that Tana is only saying four, according to Rab would be five. But Baha Koch, the price of the Darsha Tameim, but what do you mean? We know there's a price that expounds the Drasha of Matameim. Kaimaka Rab. That Tana is like Rab, which you're saying whoever learns the Matameim is going to include Tinchamas. So Rab's like the price. So why do you have to say that he's a Tana who Polik? He could even be Namura, and it'll be like that Tana. So Al-Kenir says, tell you the difference, it seems that the Rabbanim Masnin the Hasim, actually the Rabbanim in that Mishnah over there, the whole that there's only four Shrotim that we say the Ari is going to be talking like the Basar. Nami Islu Drasha Datameim. No, they actually also hold that it's Drasha Datameim. Avaleslu Lumineu, Hisagin, they just don't hold that element of that Lumineu is what interrupts, and that it's not dependent on what's before or after Lumineu. Because of Hatameim Larabi, so when it says Hatameim, the extra hay is coming to include, where the skin is like the meat, and the Elamite, and the El is coming to exclude. Now, but what are you including, what are they excluding? Oh, that's what they differentiate. Umakmina Rubuya Hanu Arbita Laslo Gishna. They include the four that don't have a thick skin, which Hanukkah Bakayh Wal Tova Khimit. But for Rav, Marba Kulhanu Dipsimbasamne, that's a machlaik. They all hold of Hatameim. Only question is, what are you including, what are you excluding? Rav says, whatever's written after Limineu, they come to Shavas Bakhalam, but the Shavas also included. And that's what the Gemara to say, Rav Tanu Poly, because even if you have a price that says that Hatameim, that doesn't necessarily mean that they hold like Rav, because they could hold like Rabbanan, who say that that's going to include only the four that don't have thick skin, in contrast to the tinchums. And then it says, it is a little bit difficult, because the Gemara tells later on, the Bryce that says that if someone makes a chabal and eight shrotzim, that only if you make the chabal and those that have skin, you can be chayv. It sounds like the according to Rabban, they hold regarding Toma, that there are shrotzim that don't have ur, that they hold also regarding Shabbos. So on that, the Gemara says, a man tanikama, who's a tanikama? Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Nazal Basagishti goes based on the thickness of the skin, but it doesn't contradict Rav. Rabbanan that disagreed with him in the Ri, that's only regarding Tumah, but regarding Shabbos, I actually don't disagree with him. And that is Tesis. But Rabbanan Nami, but Rabbanan also Azli Basa Gishta, they also go based on what we just explained. They go based on the thickness of the skin. Still they expound Hatimeyim. So Vachanami, name of Rabbi Yehuda, then based on what we explained for the Rabbanan, we can explain for Rabbi Yehuda also. That even he would agree that we learn that from Hatimeyim to include that the earth is like the Basar, and we're including only those that have thick, that regarding the thickness of the skin. He just disagrees with Rabbanan regarding one of them, if it has thick skin or not. So Mimkain, so if it's difficult. Just like Rabban, we said that they don't disagree regarding Shabbos, they only disagree regarding Tumah. So name and I, we should say the same thing over here. I'd count the Paul Grab, the widow, if he disagrees that Tumah regarding Tumah, regarding Shabbos, he would agree. So what's the difference between Rabban and Yehuda regarding all the Shratzim? If we say the R is like the Buster, Tesis does not answer that question.